Hey there, Michael.
Hello, sir. Happy big day.
Big day it is. I actually, as we record this, am holding in my shiny little hands the just released, as of today, copy of my second book, Enough.
Woo!
Further information available at enoughbook.com.
I feel like you're going to say that URL quite a lot over the next 20 minutes. What was that URL again?
That would be enoughbook.com. That's enoughbook.com.
So I think, now I did not consult this with you, but I think in the spirit of the day that this episode should be like an interview from me to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How do you feel about this? So imagine this is like Letterman or something.
Well, considering that neither of us are even remotely prepared for running it in this format, I say let's go for it.
I think it's fantastic because I just thought of that idea right there. So, why don't you tell everyone in a couple of sentences what Enough the book is?
Enough the book is a series of essays, food for thought, on the balance between want and need, and a series of essays that explore that idea and those thoughts, covering everything from how to find out what enough is, because it's a very personal metric. It's going to be different for everybody, and it's going to be different for different situations. And so it's less of a goal and more of a strategy of how to find that balance wherever you need it, whenever you need it, no matter what the situation calls for.
So this is your second book, the first book, Keeping It Straight, also published by First Today Press.
Yes.
How does Enough differ from Keeping It Straight?
Keeping It Straight was really a collection of various essays that I had written and published to my blog, or multiple things, mostly online, over the years. And I collected together and kind of put under various headings. There wasn't necessarily a consistent theme that ran through that, being that these essays were kind of all over the board. Enough is about that very theme, and all of the essays are about or directly tie to that general theme of enough, and what that means and what it is and how to find it. And this theme was driven out of a lot of the thinking that goes into Minimal Mac, the website. Very early on that I realized that what I wanted to promote was not so much a concept of minimalism, or less for less sake, but the concept of enough. And that being helping people to find the strategies and tips and tools that allowed them to have just what they needed on their Macs and nothing more. And I think that that's the philosophy behind this book. And that is that the goal here is to find out the tools and the tips and the strategies to have just enough in your life and nothing more.
So you mentioned about having the idea of enough. I mean, was that a fully fleshed out, like, had you thought of the word? Or, I mean, because I remember when you come up with the name Enough for this podcast. So had you thought of enough in those terms prior to that point? Or has the word, like the word enough and its meaning, been around since the start of Minimal Mac?
It's been around fairly early on. It wasn't there from the very start. And it was the word that best came to mind, especially in the early days when it got popular very quickly. And I started to get a little bit of pushback, especially from folks that I really respected. Chris Bowler and Pat Dryberg actually come to mind. I started getting a little bit of pushback about, just because you have a pretty desktop doesn't, you know, that's not minimal. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit of, you know, what are you trying to say here? And so as I began to flesh out more and more of what it was that I was trying to promote and as an idea, the word enough became the best fit for that.
And I think that's also why we dropped the Minimal Mac from the name of the show as well, right?
Right.
Because it's more than just... I mean, it's always been more than that, but we just initially wanted to tie it to the brand. But now, enough with the launch of the book and stuff is a brand of its own. So,
mm-hmm.
And the podcast, I think, is a brand mm-hmm. of its own now.
Yeah.
I don't think people ever referred to it as Enough, the Minimal Mac podcast.
Right. It was always just Enough. The Enough Book website will further explore this concept and this and these ideas on a meta level. I plan on having it being an active and live site for the foreseeable future with a blog, for lack of a better term, where I will continue to explore these ideas and put up essays as they come with me, things that, you know, obviously didn't make it to the book because, well, I'm writing them right now. But, you know, further commentary and further thought on these subjects in an effort to spur further discussion.
Because if there's one thing you definitely need, it's another website.
Well, but look how many I killed.
Yeah, I know you didn't really make a big thing about that, but you killed
Practical Opacity.
That's what I was thinking of. Practically Efficient, but I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah,
I don't think it comes from anywhere. So Practical Opacity, you dropped. What else did you drop? The paper one.
Paper Peak Show.
Yep.
Another one that I never publicized, but it was a photography. It was, you know, me collecting photos I like, called Sweet Boca. Sweetboca.com.
I've never heard of that before.
Exactly. I never mentioned it to anyone. It was something I did completely for me.
Right.
I also never
launched a lot of stuff that you did as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I had floating out there that I made and built and never really officially launched or never really mentioned to anyone. I did it for my own personal enjoyment.
So why did the enough of all of these ideas, like, why didn't you write? I mean, I know that you were working on a Practical Opacity book. I know that you were looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened that made enough work? Like, why did you move from the Practical Opacity book to this one?
Well, because I realized, and enough kind of started off to be a Minimal Mac book too. Once again, what I started to realize was that what I wanted to say and get to was far more important on a meta level. That you could take these concepts and apply them to any particular theme, you know, Practical Opacity basically being a sane and sensible approach to privacy and social media online, right? And sharing, mm-hmm. and sharing online. Minimal Mac being a sane and sensible approach to personal computing. And that while these things are great, that if you have this kind of overarching approach to life, then you can apply that approach to any of these individual subjects. And so every time I went to kind of write in more specific detail about, say, you know, some of the ideas and subjects of Practical Opacity or some of the ideas of subjects of Minimal Mac, just like with Minimal Mac, what I began to discover was, oh, these concepts, when taken out of that context, can apply to many other places in life. And so I decided to write about that instead because, quite frankly, I think that's far more helpful to people, right? If you teach a man to fish versus just feeding him fish, it's much more useful to him in the long term, right? Because now he can go and fish for himself. You no longer need to feed the fish, right?
Yeah.
And you can talk about the fish all day long if you want, and that's fine. But ultimately, in order to even talk about them, you first need to know how to catch them, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the goal here, is hopefully by talking about this stuff on a higher level, people can then take these ideas and approaches to their Macs or to their clothes closets or to their or to their office or to their desk or to their, you know, to their relationships with friends and family, and how to, you know, best manage that and bring a concept of enough to that, right? To our online interactions, you know, to Twitter, to Facebook, you know, where is enough there, and how do you find that? And that's going to be a question, or there's going to be an answer that's different for every person who explores it. But the point is having the right questions to explore, so that you get the answers that you want. Oh, I forgot.
That's to move the international press calling.
That is. I forgot to move the phone again. What can I
that's
say?
That's Leno. So how is enough meant to be read? Is it, are you expecting the reader to go cover to cover, or is it just, you know, you pick it up and you flick through the contents and maybe choose an essay title that's interesting to you, or how is there a narrative that runs through the book?
There's not a narrative that runs through the book, and you can read it either of those ways. I do, you know, anyone who wants to read it cover to cover, more power to them, and I really appreciate it. But I really did design it in such a way that you can pick it up, read a couple of pages, and come away with something to think about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just picking it up right now, I come to an essay about switching the cost. Basically, taking those things that have a cost attached to them, whether it be time or money or whatnot, and then flipping it with something that you might find more valuable. So, for instance, actually time yourself, figure out how much time you spend on Twitter every day. All right? Now, let's just say that that's a total of an hour. Every day, a total of an hour. Now, what's something that you want to do that you haven't been able to do for a while? Let's just say, sit down and read a book. Great. Figure out what it is that you're spending your time on, like Twitter, and now switch that cost with something that you would rather spend your time on, like reading a book. And now say to yourself, okay, now that I know I spend an hour on Twitter, I'm going to instead spend an hour reading a book and see how, you know, see how much better I feel or not, right? But at least discover, you know, be able to put an actual cost, an actual value, attach it to something that you would like to do less of, and trading that actual cost and value with something that you would like to do more of.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's things like that. It's being able to just pick it up, open it up, and come to an essay and read 2 to 3 pages, and then come away with something that you can think about and immediately apply.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone picked this book up, flipped through, read one thing, took that, applied it, and made a positive change in their life, my work would be done. That's worth the cost of the book to me, right? You know, that's the reason I wrote it, was so that people could do exactly that.
So I have one more question for you.
All right.
Obviously, this book is expected to spark up a lot of thoughts, potential conversations.
Yes.
In the reader.
Yes.
How would you encourage people to to have those conversations with you if you would welcome them.
Oh, I definitely do. I always welcome email at patrick@patrickrhone.com, PatrickRhone. As long as people understand that I do receive a lot of email and that it may take me a little bit to respond, but I do eventually respond to everyone, and love to have these conversations with people, even if it's a conversation and disagreement. The one thing I caution is that, if there is something that you do disagree with, and this is something I've been trying to practice myself to varying degrees of success, and that is... approach me lead with a desire to understand as opposed to a desire to judge. And by doing so, you may walk away with a better answer. B, it may cause me to think differently about something and come around to your way of thinking or vice versa. But I think that there's a compassionate approach there. That said, Twitter is also, if you just have a quick comment to make, you can make it in 148 characters or less. If you would like a reply back that is equally short and concise, fully welcome that at patrickrhone.com. I'm sorry, at patrickrhone on Twitter. And also... on the Enough Books site, there will be, on select posts, comments enabled.
Whoa! He's breaking the mold, people.
I'm opening up a can of worms with that, and I already have discovered why, in fact, it is. I don't like to have comments on sites because I really don't like to manage the spam that even AskMit allows through. But that said, I really do want to have a discussion around some of these subjects.
Yeah.
Maybe it is something that I'm still not clear on or I haven't really come to an understanding of yet. And having a discussion around an idea will really help me out. And heck, who knows? It might even help out a future book. So yeah, I welcome it there. So even more of a reason why one should go to the Enough Book website and, subscribe to the RSS feed or otherwise keep up with what's going on there because there will be opportunities for engagement there as well.
So, I mean, obviously, we know that enoughbook.com is where you can go to find out more information. But if people mm-hmm. want to go and directly lay down their hard-earned cash to receive this manuscript, this mm-hmm. tome mm-hmm. by Patrick mm-hmm. Rhone, where can mm-hmm. they go to do that?
Well, it's available for Amazon Kindle. So you can certainly go to Amazon and search for Enough Patrick Rhone. There's a lot of books with the title Enough. So it does help to put that qualifier in, but I am on the first page there when you look for just Enough, just the word Enough. So there you go. So it's available for Kindle. It's also available in paperback and EPUB on Lulu, LULU.com. And if you just do a search for Enough or for Patrick Rhone, it should pop up there. Obviously, if you go to the Enough Book website, there is a page there where you can buy the book and has links to all of those places, both the Kindle and the paperback and the EPUB. And hopefully, Apple willing, it will be available for iBooks soon. But that is entirely in Apple's hands and not in mine. And it could go like it went with my last book, Keeping It Straight, where it was rejected out of hand when we submitted it ourselves. By we, I mean my publisher. But suddenly, about 9 months after it was released, it showed up in the iBooks store thanks to iBooks scraping titles from Lulu. So Lulu.
How weird.
Yeah, yeah. So what ends up happening is that, Apple will approach Lulu and say, hey, what titles do you have to make available you know, for us in the iBook store, and Lulu will submit a bunch, you know, submit what they've got, and Apple will just kind of blanketly approve it.
Wow, so weird.
Yeah, very strange.
So you're going to try both, like you're going to try and submit it?
Yeah. So,
and then see what happens.
Right. Try to submit it, see what happens, and if it gets rejected out of hand, who knows, it still may show up in the iBook store sometime in the distant future. Right after everyone stops caring.
No one will ever stop caring.
I don't know about that. Trust me, there are days when I'm pretty close myself. But yeah, I'm really excited for this one. And I mean, this is a nice size. This is smaller than the last book, you know, as far as paperback is concerned. It's a slightly longer reading lengthwise, but only slightly. It's just a very nice little thing to have around. Nice bright white pages, super readable. Love it.
Do you recommend paper over e?
You know, however people want it. Seriously, we live in a...
Just well, give me the money.
No, but I mean, that too. But I mean, that's not my main motivation. My main motivation is I want people to read it. Even if they're reading it for free, I want them to read it. You know, I mean, that's the reason I write. I write for people to read. And however, it's going to be easiest for them to read it. So the paperback is great. And if you like, you know, if you like a good paperback, there you go. But, you know, that's why I make it available for Kindle. It's why I have it available on EPUB, is so that people can take it however they want. Heck, you can even read it on your Mac now with, what's that EPUB reader for Mac that just came out by the Adam Inks and the Take Control folks. Readle? It's Readle.
Wordle? Who knows?
Yeah, Wordle.
All at the end.
Yeah, exactly. But there, you know, you can even now read EPUBs directly on your Mac too. So there's that. But however you want to do it is fine with me. You know, it's not about the money for me.
Well, Patrick, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Book. Yeah. And I'm busy working on number 3 and number 4. too, as we speak, so.
The man's got a new hobby, everyone. Stand back.
Bookshelves
are about to heave.
I mean, but that's the thing, right? Is that it's not a hobby. This is what I do for a living. Over 2/3 of my income last year came directly from my writing or things related to it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so, great, because that's how it should be.
Yeah, so when people ask me what I do, I say writer. Why? Because that's what pays me more money than any other thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's what I do.
I say podcasts,
more books coming.
Oh, yeah.
This is true. When people start going to 70decibels.com/donate
or sponsor,
then we may be able to make something work there, which I highly encourage everyone to do. So. But thanks. This was a fun impromptu interview, Mike. I wasn't expecting that format.
Yeah, well, these ideas just pop into my head.
Terrific. All right, cool. Well, I guess we will talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.